this is the segment that Jack should definitely listen to. We're talking about executing a health plan that will give you almost guaranteed results. You know, it's January. It's that time to figure out a health plan that's going to help you achieve your health goals, especially in the age of COVID. A lot of people are taking their health a little bit more seriously, and finding out what works best for you is very, very important. So health contributor, life coach, and personal trainer Jake Laspinato joins us. Jake, how are you?
Hey, Corey, I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, this is a really tough topic. You know, first of all, people need to be realistic. What is your first step that people should really think about before in building a health plan?
Yeah, that's such a good question. And I get this a lot, too, when I'm working with my clients. And I always tell people the first step is getting super clear on what your goals are. So being crystal clear on whatever the goal is that you're setting is how you're going to set yourself up for success. Because it's like once you know, then you can start working backwards and figure out the actual how you're going to get there. So for some people, that's weight loss. Some people, that's, you know, being able to do a pull-up or competing in an event or running a marathon or whatever it is. So once you know, okay, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to achieve, then you can figure out, all right, how am I going to get to that point?
Yeah, I mean, especially, you know, what somebody did like 5 years ago, say in the gym or like racing or running, whatever it is, they might find it a lot more difficult now. So they really need to be realistic.
Yeah, for sure. Oh my gosh. And that's another thing that's super common is like, you know, someone might have been, this happens a lot with like people that I work with who may be in their 30s or 40s and even 50s, and they used to be athletes. Maybe they were a high school or college athlete, or, you know, maybe they even just played recreational sports or whatever, ran recreationally. And, you know, they think that they can almost pick back up there. And then it's like it gets in their head, oh, I'm not where I used to be. And, you know, I used to be so good at this. And we have to remind ourselves that sometimes we have to just start from square one, and we got to start with the basics and then build off of that.
That's absolutely so true. You know, so like all exercise is good, but having a plan is really what's going to set you on the right track. Are we talking like both weightlifting plan and cardio plan? I mean, how important is having a plan when you walk into the gym?
Oh my gosh, I can't even stress that enough. And I was just having a conversation with someone last night about that. It's like being able to go into the gym and have an actual plan that's structured and tailored towards whatever the goal is. Because again, everybody's going to have a different goal going into the gym. But what most people do is they end up just kind of walking into the gym blind. And I even used to do this too. Like when I was first out of high school and in college working out, I'd go in the gym and I wouldn't have a plan. I wouldn't know what to do. I'd just be like, okay, I guess I'm going to go do this machine. I guess I'll do some push-ups. And then it's like, what am I even really doing?
You kind of lose track.
Is it actually even helping me? Yeah. It's like, am I even like working on getting to my goal, or am I wasting my time? So even now myself, I have a coach and I have a trainer who writes all my workouts, because it's like when I go into the gym, I just want to know, okay, I'm working towards my goals. Here's my workout for the day. Get in, get out, boom, and it's done. It makes it so much more beneficial.
You know, the hardest part, I think, for a lot of people is discipline. You know, motivation might be there for a week or a month, but that motivation can really dwindle. And when it dwindles pretty quickly.
It dwindles so fast.
I mean, I hear that from so many people that I'm friends with, or, you know, you walk into the gym, you're like, hey, how are you? And they're just like, I'm just not in the mood.
Yeah. And, you know, it's so funny. Like, I just had a conversation this morning with actually Jerry, who's another one of the health contributors. And I was talking to him about how, like, 9 out of 10 times, I mean, I'm very avid with my exercise. I'm strength training 3 to 4 days a week. I'm running 3 days a week. So I'm exercising a lot and I'm committed to it. But 9 out of 10 times, I do not even want to get out of bed to go to the gym. I'm like, oh, it'd be so much easier.
Especially in the cold weather.
I mean, my God.
That takes away so much.
Yeah. But it's like the biggest thing that I think people forget is that discipline is doing whatever you have to do, whether you feel like it or not. So it's like even though I might not want to do it, my goals, I'm so clear on what I want in my goals that I know I have to do it whether I want to or not. And then once you do it, that builds more discipline and it builds more confidence too, because when we don't, when we give into that, like, oh, I'm not motivated, I'll just start next week, or I'm just going to push it off, or I'm going to wait till next month, it's like you get further and further away and you actually like almost like lose confidence in yourself because you're like, oh, I can't even get it done. So discipline is like super important. I tell everyone, just do it whether you want to or not, and then you're going to feel so much better that you did do it.
Hey, Jake, how come Corey's falling off her plan? It hasn't been to the gym in 2 weeks.
Jack. Yeah, he just likes to start with me.
Hey, listen, I'll say, yeah, you know, I see Corey. She's crushing it. She's doing good.
Jake, there you go, Jack.
Isn't she the one that the gym person who always is just going around talking to people, and she does like 2 or 3 minutes here and there, and then just goes around and talks with people?
Well, one important part about this is accountability.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Now, how beneficial, especially for somebody like Jack, to get a training partner or a coach?
Not happening. Not happening.
Accountability is very important.
He walks alone, folks. He walks alone.
I'm one of those people that likes to figure it out myself, even in golf. Do you know what my golf score would be if I got a coach or went to get lessons? It's more challenging. You know, I was the kind of kid in school that didn't want to lift the weights to make the hockey team, and I made the hockey team. Or if I play golf and I can shoot, you know, in the 80s, that's a good challenge. It's like, why get all the coaching? Be like, you know, shooting in the 70s and be stressed out. I mean, no, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Jake, thank you so much for joining us today. And thank you for helping to get our folks back into shape
including
in 2022.
Corey. Thank you, Jake.
Thanks,
right.
Jake.
Thank you guys so much.